episode two, take... Don't kick the table. Take two.
Hello, welcome to the Club Zone. Today we have Cheyenne Lopez, one of the seniors on the competition cheer team. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi, Haley.
Okay. Today I want to talk to you about your canceled competition, and I just want to know your feelings about that. How was the preparation?
Well, we were notified in late December that our athletic system was giving us the opportunity to compete in like a real cheer competition setting. So our coach was kind of given all of this information and got it to other coaches as quickly as she could and made as many arrangements as she could as fast as she could. That way we could start practicing due to the fact that it was in a span of 3.5 weeks, which is pretty crazy for like cheer competition preparation, because a lot of schools prepare for months in advance. So 3 weeks was just kind of like a, here you go.
Were you guys practicing every day?
Not every day, but once a week to twice a week, 4 hours, for 4 hours, 2 to 4 hours. We actually got to practice at a family-owned gym in Tulare called The Extreme. Due to the fact that some of our cheerleaders as well on the comp team, her family owns it. So it was kind of like, hey, we have this. We're going to use this as our place to practice.
How many girls were on the comp team?
I believe there was 12 of us, 12 or 13 of us.
Okay. And were they like a mix of different classes or just mostly seniors?
Oh, it was a huge mix. It was really cool to see. A majority of them were freshmen, super proud of them, and like stepping out of their comfort zone and coming to be in this like competition setting due to the fact that they've never been in like a legit cheer setting at Redwood itself due to like our COVID setbacks in the past and like our first full year back. And so it was really, really nice to see our freshmen stepping up and like proving that they want to be there. And then we got a few juniors, a few sophomores, and a few seniors, but it was mainly freshmen.
How do you feel that these practices for the competition compare to regular practices for just, like, game days?
They were definitely different and more intense. I think, not saying that our game preparation is less, any less, but the fact that it was such a short time span that we needed to do a longer segment instead of just like a small dance at halftime. It was like we had to do a 2-minute full routine back to back. It was definitely stressful, but I think we worked, everyone came ready to work. Like in that once a week, 4-hour practice, everybody came and everybody was like, okay, let's do this. Like let's get this done. It's like, as quickly as we can and trying our best, our hardest every time.
Do you think it brought you closer together as a team?
I definitely think it brought me and those 12 girls closer for sure, because we were around each other for a long time. And I feel like after a few hours of back-to-back-to-back running, the exhaustion levels are really high. So we're all kind of like, like bonding on the fact of how dead we are. And it was like really funny to just be like, guys, I can't breathe. Like, is this just me? So I think the 12 of us really got a lot closer, which I'm really thankful for.
So when were you guys informed that it was going to have to be canceled due to COVID?
Well,
the COVID cases in the team?
The week of, we had multiple or one or two girls come down with COVID. Therefore, we had to make arrangements to our set. And then it got to the point where a lot of other schools that were also competing in this big competition having to either back out or say they couldn't do it due to their teams also coming down with COVID. So it was just kind of like a collective decision that I think the cheer association had as like, okay, because there's so many teams backing out, we're going to kind of like postpone it, move it to a later date. That way we can still do it, but just like give it a little bit so everyone can get healthy.
So since you guys practiced for so long, how do you personally feel about the competition being canceled? Or not canceled, but postponed?
Personally, it was really stressful for me as an individual because I had a lot going on, but it was still worth it and fun. And I think I'm really glad I did it. It sucks that it is postponed, but I mean, what can you do? It's a global pandemic. You just kind of got to roll with the punches and just like adapt. But I don't regret it. Like, yeah, it was a lot of work and really stressful and a lot of time, but for me, it made me closer with the girls. It taught me what I need to work on if I want to continue cheer, like after high school. And it made me realize that maybe I do want to like take a break, and I do want to expand outside of just the cheer environment. Not saying that it was because it was bad. It was just like I've been doing cheer back to back for like 8 years now, and I think seeing how stressful it was on myself, and like it made me realize that, like, you know what, I think I deserve a break. I've been doing this 110% since I've started, and I think it's time for me to just like chill for a little bit.
Yeah.
So it was, for me at least, was kind of like a blessing in disguise. I really wish we could do it, despite the fact that it's postponed, but we did end up getting to perform it at Friday's basketball game against LD. So it didn't go to total waste. We had to make alterations, but I think that doing that, after walking off the court, I was definitely proud of myself.
It's kind of like closure from the whole.
Sure. It felt like that was probably one of my best performances I've done in a while since football, which I'm really proud of myself for, because I was like, it was a letdown knowing that it was postponed, and then thinking, well, are we ever going to use this again? And we did. So it was like putting your all into that instead of the other thing. So it kind of it had a good outcome in the end, I think.
Yeah. So on an ending note, what would you have to say to the juniors and sophomores and freshmen for their next year?
One is that I'm truly and absolutely most proud of them. I literally feel like a cheer mom on the team with all of them. I wouldn't give up my time here at Redwood on the cheer team for anything. It definitely gave me a sense of leadership and responsibility. And to all those girls, I'm so grateful and glad that they put their all into it as well. And I know a lot of them want to come back, and I want to say good luck to them because I know they can do it. I've seen them push themselves and push others to their best, and it's just going to be great to see the team next year, and especially with a whole lot of new people that are going to get the opportunity to cheer as well with tryouts. I know that this year, or there could be a potential possibility of having an orchestrated comp team for tryouts. So that way it's not so last minute in the year. They are going to be ahead of it and have tryouts for a comp team. That way when the time does come, we'll be ready and we'll have people and it won't be kind of last minute. Yeah. So I think the girls on the team now that are going to get that next year, going to get a lot of opportunities for them. And I'm just super excited for them. I can't wait to come back to football games and see their routines and like cheer them on and like really be their cheerleader.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so proud of them and all the hard work that they've done, especially with the previous year of COVID. It was just like, I feel comfortable leaving the team with who's here and like with the potential new people coming in. Like, I feel proud and like this is good. Like, like a proud mom would, you know what I mean? Like they're on their own now and they're gonna spread their wings.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Cheyenne.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's all.
Bye.